Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
John Percy of Destination Niagara USA is joining us on the phone. John, of course, we are looking at tourism again as it's been in the spotlight. 2020, obviously, a year that you want to get behind you. But the interesting news that came out this week was that we are expecting more than 100,000 vaccines to be coming by the middle of December, which obviously is a giving hope that there will be an increase in tourism next year and beyond. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, but I'm looking ahead towards what will 2021 mean, and I'd love to get your perspective on what the expectations are for next year.
Great. Well, thank you. It's I think welcome news, not just for the tourism industry, but I think world overall in every industry. Because I think with vaccines and the promise of vaccines is going to be, you know, an economic push and jumpstart that we all need, and that safeguard. I think people, you know, need to feel comfortable on many different levels, especially in travel. So it was welcome news to us. I think it's starting to calm some nerves to see that there is some sort of time frame for the distribution for vaccines. What I heard was, and what I read the other day in the last few days, is the majority, I think, of the masses in the states here will receive a vaccine probably by July. So that started that third quarter. Somewhere between April and July, I think, is when the majority of Americans will start receiving that full distribution. So it's going to still take a little while after that for people just, I think, to calm some nerves. But we will see, since this vaccine news has come out, we follow a week-by-week traveler sentiment survey, sort of getting a feel as where they are in their psyche with travel. And it was starting to grow their desire. The desire to travel hasn't changed, but their comfort level was starting to increase with travel. But now that we've seen the spikes, that comfort level has dropped significantly over the last few months with the word of the rise of cases across the United States. So it is welcome news because it is that light at the end of the tunnel. And I think if we can get to that point and get people's nerves calmed down, there will be such a pent-up demand for travel that we're excited about, because people will want to travel. It's one of their top priorities on their list of things to do once we get out of this sort of bubble that we're in.
When I was speaking with Niagara Falls Mayor Rob Restaino on this Thursday, he had told me that domestic travel is probably going to be increasing in 2021. Like you had mentioned, there's a pent-up demand. International travel, though, may not get back until 2022. I'd love to get your thoughts on that in particular. And do you think that even if 2022, it's back to, you know, the full normal operations that was, do you think it still gets to the 2019 peak that you had there? Or do you think it's going to take years beyond 2022 to get to that level again?
Well, we're following as much projections and you know, futurist that we can get our hands on. There's a great company, Adam Sachs, out of Tourism Economics out of Philadelphia, that does some really great projections. And they're such a credible firm. That he's projecting, you know, we will start to see anywhere between 60 and 70% of domestic numbers, 60 to 70% of 2019 numbers return in 2021. So we're projecting, you know, that our hotels will get back to a 60 to 70% level of 2019 numbers in 2021. That's on the domestic basis. So by 2022, you'll have a full recovery on the domestic side. We've done, and I think that's the country overall, Niagara Falls, USA has done phenomenal this past year. We had some Saturdays that were over 96% occupancy in hotels because we are drivable and affordable and very leisure oriented, you know, unlike some destinations that are urban centric, convention and meeting centric, and large urban centers where there's larger crowds. You know, we have wide open spaces here. We've been really pushing out that messaging. And so it really worked for us and it resonated and we were able to capture some of the summer. So I think Niagara Falls always has a quicker recovery than most destinations. We were very pleased. I was breathing a sigh of relief, you know, last week talking about gratefulness over Thanksgiving. I was grateful that we were able to have somewhat of a summer season here because back on June 15th, looking forward, I didn't know what the heck to expect over those summer months, and we really saw an uptick in what we even anticipated. So that was pleasing for us. Was it a normal year? God, no. I mean, it was, you know, still an ugly year, period, for us, probably the worst we've ever experienced in years past. But nonetheless, we were able to capture some of the summer. So yes, 60, 70% return next year on the domestic side, full recovery by 2022. International, to really your question, is international will probably take, the projections are anywhere additional year, two, possibly even 3 years to get a full recovery. So what I'm hearing, it could be anywhere between 2023 and 2024 before we see a full recovery from international markets. Now that's, you know, who knows where the psyche is with people. And again, pent-up demand, if international feels comfortable with vaccines and we're moving forward, we might see a quicker rebound than what they're projecting because markets are very resilient. International markets are more resilient than even the domestic market. They have a tendency to want to travel even more so, especially abroad, especially from countries like the UK or Germany. They're very resilient, and so they'll bounce back quicker than some. Even the Indian market, very resilient. So we'll keep our fingers on the pulse, hope for a quicker recovery. But I think by 2023-24, we'll see a full recovery.
Something that I'm very curious about, John, is the idea that there were fewer people coming to Niagara Falls, USA this year. Did that give tourism officials such as yourself and the city the opportunity to help grow certain aspects that could enhance the tourism industry in Niagara Falls? Obviously, you want to have a lot of people, but if you don't have a lot of people, maybe you can upgrade things so that when they do come back, it would be better than it was before. Are you seeing that? And what sort of things have been done in this downtime to try to improve the experience?
Well, and I think... Yeah, some hotels, you know, if they were working on renovations, they were able to complete some of those that may not have been able to be completed during a normal year. State Parks continues to forge ahead with their redesign of the parks and their rehabilitation and renovations and upgrades to the park. And so I think having less of a busy season, especially even the removal of the former Robert Moses Parkway heading north from Niagara Falls to Lewiston. And if you could see the work that's been done there, it's just amazing the progress that's been made. So I think to your point, yes, people were able to, do some things, especially in the parks, especially with that removal. But I've even seen some people that had not planned on renovations that use that time effectively to do some major renovations at some of our hotels and some of our restaurants. And so I think that's always a plus when you utilize, you know, especially a down period time to get those things accomplished. And if you hadn't planned it, good for them. I'm glad that they were looking ahead and getting some things completed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.